From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Less than 2 weeks to Election Day, and we begin this hour with the home stretch sprint.
First, we're going to listen to some extended portions of the candidates' speeches. Here's Barack Obama at a rally today in Richmond, Virginia.
The economic crisis we face is the worst since the Great Depression. Businesses, large and small, are finding it impossible to get loans, which means they can't buy new equipment or hire new workers, or even make payroll for the workers they have. We've lost more than 750,000 jobs this year. Wages are lower than they've been in a decade. At the same time, the costs of everything from health care to college have never been higher. It's harder to save, it's harder to retire, it's harder to make the mortgage or fill up your gas tank or even keep electricity on at the end of the month. You know, at this rate, the question isn't just whether you're better off than you were 4 years ago. The question is, are you better off than you were 4 weeks ago? So I know these are difficult times, and I know folks are worried. But I believe we can steer ourselves out of this crisis because I believe in you. I believe in the American people. We are the United States of America. We're a nation that's faced down war and depression, great challenges and great threats. And in each and every moment, we have risen to meet these challenges, not as Democrats, not as Republicans, but as Americans, with resolve, with confidence.
Now here's John McCain speaking today at a hockey arena in Goffstown, New Hampshire.
It doesn't matter what the pundits think or how confident my opponent is. The people of New Hampshire make their own decisions, and more than once. And more than once, they've ignored the polls and the pundits and brought me across the finish line first. I can't think of any place I'd rather be as Election Day draws close than running an underdog campaign in the state of New Hampshire. By the way, I think some hockey players here. I'll tell Sarah Palin that I met you, one of the great hockey moms in America, and my governor, and Sarah Palin, a wonderful person. I'm so proud of the enthusiasm that Sarah Palin has sparked across this country, and I'm proud to have her as my running mate, and I know you're proud of her, too. Well, as I said, my opponent's looking pretty confident these days. He'll be addressing the nation soon. He's got another one of those big stadium spectacles in the works. But acting like the election is over, it won't let him take away your chance to have the final say in this election.
That's John McCain in New Hampshire this morning. From there, he went to Ohio before he moves on to Florida and Colorado. We also heard from Barack Obama in Virginia today. He'll be in Indiana tomorrow, and then he'll take some time off the campaign trail to visit his seriously ill grandmother in Hawaii. Senator Obama will be back campaigning in Nevada on Saturday.